Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. And that's the ESV version. I, for one, love this verse. Mostly because it really spells out that the grace that we're given and the salvation we're given is all God's doing.
Like, and nothing we have to do.
We can't do it. Mm-hmm. And if we had to earn it, we would never be able to live up to that standard.
You'd never have peace or be restful in any capacity if you didn't know that you were saved.
Yeah, and no matter how good of a person you are, you're still not. You still can't live up to Jesus.
It makes me sad to hear a lot of people say, well, I'm a good person and that's good enough. I'm a good person.
Oh, well, I've heard that a thousand times.
All the time. Like, oh, my, just being good, I'll get into heaven. I mean, I don't need anything else. I'm a pretty good person. I mean, I'm not out there murdering and raping people, so I should be all right, right? Yeah. We are all very selfish individuals. And with that, we do things in our best interest a lot of times. And that's not
very
how
self-serving.
We're supposed to live. We're supposed to be, in fact, quite the opposite of that. As the world sits there and says, do whatever makes you feel good. And if it doesn't serve you or bring you joy, you need to get rid of it. Guess what? Sometimes you need the hard things to put yourself out there and serve and to love those who aren't going to return the favor or whatever it is God calls you to do. But a lot of times it's not just self-serving behavior, and that can be very selfish and very sinful and wrong sometimes in how we live that out. And that's why no matter how good of a person we can try to be, we're still sinful and we still need saving. You just do. You're not good enough. I'm not good enough to make it into heaven based off of our earthly behavior. God's perfect and there's no sin in God, and those can't exist together in heaven. It's just, that's not how it works. And God's like, hey, I made a way for you. I know you couldn't do this on your own. I know no matter how hard you tried, you couldn't get it. I gave you Jesus. Not only did I give you Jesus, then I gave you the Holy Spirit. And
yeah, and that's why we're supposed to, and I kind of love that it's kind of secular. So our faith is what he requires of us. And by faith and through faith, he's given us grace for our sins, the way we live our lives when we fall short. And because of grace and salvation, we want to do good, but we can't boast in the good that we do because it's never going to measure up, but he doesn't ask us to measure up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, it's like, it's this nice little circle where God wants us to stay humble because God is God and Jesus never sinned. He lived a perfect life, died for all of us. But yet he wants us to receive the gift of faith and grace. And because of that, that's what makes us want to do good. So a lot of people, especially, it's been a trend lately that we need to give grace, and I'm requesting some grace right now. And we do need to give grace. There is no doubt that everyone needs grace. But you also need to be careful that you're not just going all crazy with the grace, that you're not going
excusing yes. sinful or bad behavior, or hiding behind, well, this is just who I am.
Yes. And, oh, well, yeah, I don't go to church on Sundays, but I cook at the soup kitchen every week. And so, though I might not be in the Word, I'm still doing good. That's not how God wants us to live. He wants all of us. He wants our whole heart, everything we do.
I've got to say something cool about the difference between what we believe as Christians and having Jesus making the way for our salvation. What the other religions, what do they offer? Do they offer an assurance of salvation? They don't. And most of the time, a lot of people are hopeful that through their religion, they will enter into a good afterlife. we have assurance. Jesus is different than the other people who came out and said, oh, follow this path or follow that path. Jesus is the only one who was able to provide not only the sacrifice, but prove his godliness as well by being raised from the dead and fulfilling all kinds of prophecies. And I love to have that assurance of my salvation just in knowing that God did what he did and it's no longer on me and my works. And that's not how
he gave it as
Christianity
a gift
works.
With no strings attached.
Okay, back to works. Jenny, you mentioned just a little bit earlier in this show here, you talked about, the works aspect. Because clearly, like you said, we have works that we want to do and that are good for us to do, that God clearly created each of us as individuals with different skill sets, different desires, different abilities, so that together we would all work together to love and do good things that God created us for. But the works were not created for us to earn our salvation. The works are a byproduct of the love of God in us and the createness of God in us, bearing the image of our Creator to do love, grace, mercy towards others, because we're vessels for Him. And that's not how, and I love that that's not how we get our salvation.
I do too. And honestly, there's been times that I feel very self-serving when I am serving others. Because the feeling that God gives me when, for years, I cooked at a soup kitchen and I loved it. It was so nice knowing that I was helping out and that people were getting a hot meal that didn't necessarily get one, or I delivered meals and stuff like that. And I felt better about it. I was like, this can't be, like, I did it for God because I wanted to be the hands and feet of Jesus. But ultimately, he in turn gave me a feeling inside of myself that I never get when I'm pampering myself or doing something. It's just such a good feeling.
It's funny how that works. How we're given these opportunities and these things to give and do for others. It's kind of the whole premise behind it's better to give than to receive, just in gift giving or whatever. People get so much enjoyment truly out of doing good for others.
It is like, and so
again, that circle thing you were talking about earlier.
I feel like it's very self-serving, because like when I give my kids gifts at Christmas, I'm more excited than they are to open their presents sometimes, because I'm like, I can't wait to see the looks on their faces. And I do feel like God did that, gave us that feeling on purpose. And we are supposed to do good for others, but we do need to make sure that we are not trying to earn our salvation. That is really what this verse boils down to, is that through faith, we are given grace, and God alone gives us our salvation. We don't earn it. We can't keep asking for it. Like, God gives it to us. He gives it to us freely, and we cannot earn it through works. We want to do works because we love him, but we're not earning our salvation. So it's really important that this Ephesians 2, 8 through 9 kind of gets written into your heart, that for by grace you have been saved through faith, your faith in God. And this is not your own doing. It is a gift from God, not the results of work, so that you may not boast. Now, this is not saying that you can't talk about something that you're excited about, a missions trip, or you're not supposed to hide your good works, but you're not supposed to boast about them. So there's always walking that fine line between not bragging and just talking about what's going on. Like, oh, I cook every Monday at the soup kitchen. Do you want to come with me? You want to join? You know, it's like,
or you could do it like, yes, every Monday, I'm sorry, I'm busy, but this is what I'm doing. And yeah, like there's ways of delivering what you're doing. And you can also tell with people very much that are bragging about what they're doing because they're looking for approval from men. And if you look for approval for other people from the works that you're doing, that's your reward. Yeah, it truly is.
You're doing it for the wrong person. You're supposed to be serving God, not man.
Now, verse 10, which is right past our verse of the week, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." There's no discounting these works here that you're doing. There's no discounting the greatness of some of the sacrifice you make and the things that you give to the world. We're not, no one's trying to take that away from you or from anything. It's just a matter of the basis of your faith. You are saved by grace. Your faith alone is what saves your soul. Your works are a byproduct.
Exactly.
I'm just going to read a short clip from James because it really ties into what we're talking about here in Ephesians. So James 2:17, "Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? That if you're saved and you have faith, but you don't actually live out any of your love that God's given you, it may seem that your faith is kind of dead if you're not thriving in some capacity in your love for others because of what God's poured into your life. So works are very important. It's just...
Yes, it's not how you're saved. Basically, you get saved, and because you're saved, you want to help others. You want to spread the word of God, to be the hands and feet of Jesus down here. You're not doing it for salvation. You're doing it because of salvation. Does that make sense?
It does to me. And I love how this works. I love that we were created for good works, but the salvation part, that's the free part. That's the, hey, you never could measure up. Don't brag about yourself. Don't brag about what you can do because it ain't about you. If I can say it sweetly, it ain't about you. None of this actually is about you. But yet, as humans, we're so egocentric and...
Yeah, it's hard. It is. We have to keep ourselves in check constantly.
So our challenge this week, are you living life like what you do gets you into heaven? Or are you allowing your work to speak as a byproduct of your saved, of your salvation? We're so glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing and catch all our new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a great week.